Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Wednesday the 26th of March. There are warnings of gales in Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, Atlantic low expected just east of Iceland, 983 by 1800 Wednesday. New high expected Thames, 1025 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours, Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, northeast 40s, northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly, 3 or to 5, occasionally 6 in Viking and later also elsewhere. Fog patches later, occasional rain later in Viking, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, 4th, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6, fair, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight, northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in northeast Fisher, backing west or southwest later. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Humber, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later. Fog patches for a time in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in west. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, Trafalgar, variable mainly north or northeast 2 to 4. Showers in Biscay, moderate or good. Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later in south. Showers, moderate or good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, variable becoming south or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in Irish Sea. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, south or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in North Rockall. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9 later, rain and fog patches, then showers later, moderate to very poor, becoming good later. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest 2, 11 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 3, 12 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Lerwick, west by south 3, 8 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by west 2, 8 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Aberdeen, calm, 22 miles, 1023, steady. Lucas, west 2, 32 miles, 1022, now falling. Boomer, southwest 2, 24 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest 1, 1024, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 3, 1 mile, 1023. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast 3, 1024, rising slowly. Jersey, west northwest 3, mist, 1.5 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 3, 5 miles, 1025. Scilly Automatic, west northwest 1, fog, 300 metres, 1026, steady. Milford Haven, north-northeast 2, 16 miles, 1025, now falling. Aberporth, north-east by east 1, 7 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Valley, east by south 1, 7 miles, 1025, now rising. Liverpool Crosby, west by north 3, 9 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Valencia, north, calm, 8 miles, 1025, now rising. Ronald's Way, north-northwest 1, 22 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest by south 2, 24 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, west-northwest 2, 15 miles, 1024, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday. The general situation: a ridge of high pressure builds from the southwest across the south of the United Kingdom, giving mainly settled conditions and light winds, but with the risk of a few fog patches. Further north, a strengthening southwesterly flow will bring in some rain into the northwest from later on Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, westerly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northwest, perhaps gale 8 later near Rattray Head. Showers in north, then occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 to 6, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 2 to 4. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fog patches becoming mainly fair for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 3 or less, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 3 or less, fog patches at first in south and later in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in south and later in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Isle of Man, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional rain later in north, good, occasionally moderate later in north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in northwest. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in north. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles, west 4 or 5, backing southwest 5 to 7, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And it's coming up to 1 o'clock, time for Radio 4 to take a break for a couple of hours and hand over to the BBC World Service, where Business Matters is about to get underway. If you're minded to switch over to Radio 4 Extra, you'll be in time for the next part of our murder mystery thriller, Find the Lady. Radio 4 returns at 5 a.m. with our new early morning lineup, the news at 5 with Alan Smith, Yesterday in Parliament, the shipping forecast and Farming Today before the Today programme kicks off at 6 a.m. And at 9:30, after More or Less, David Dimbleby starts his new series tracing the free market revolution, Invisible Hands. That's tomorrow. I hope you'll be able to join us. Until then, on behalf of all of us here at BBC Radio 4 and everyone working through the night at Broadcasting House in London, this is Richard Evans wishing you, wherever you're listening to us, a very peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Toronto and Jakarta. Coming up on the programme, Russia agrees to a Black Sea ceasefire, no attacks on commercial shipping from either side. But Moscow has also added conditions. It wants sanctions lifted from Russian banks involved in the international trade in food. Also today, how one man is trying to improve education in Indonesia. Canadians faced with a trade war with the US make their own adjustments. What orange juice futures tell us about our breakfast choices. And bread on your restaurant table. But would you pay $30 for it? That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. The US National Security Advisor Mike Waltz has said he takes full responsibility for the security breach, which saw a journalist mistakenly added to a group chat in which top American officials planned airstrikes on Yemen. Mr. Waltz was speaking to Fox News.
We're going to get to the bottom of it. I just talked to Elon on the way here. We've got the best technical minds looking at how this happened. But I can tell you, I don't know this guy. I know him by his horrible reputation, and he really is the bottom scum of journalists. And I know him in the sense that he hates the president, but I don't text him. He wasn't on my phone.
President Trump has attempted to brush off the leak as what he called a glitch and said the information discussed was not classified. The US Vice President J.D. Vance has said he plans to go to Greenland on Friday in what's likely to be a highly controversial visit, given President Trump's desire for the US to take control of the island. A trip to the territory by Mr. Vance's wife, Usha, had already been announced, but he's now said he'll go with her. He explained why on the social media site X.
We want to reinvigorate the security of the people of Greenland because we think it's important to protecting the security of the entire world. Unfortunately, leaders in both America and in Denmark, I think, ignored Greenland for far too long. That's been bad for Greenland. It's also been bad for the security of the entire world. We think we can take things in a different direction, so I'm going to go check it out.
The governments of both Denmark and Greenland have made clear that the island's sovereignty is not up for discussion with the US. South Korea's news agency says 18 people have been killed in forest fires in the southeast of the country. The acting president, Han Duck-soo, said they were the country's worst ever wildfires. Thousands of residents have fled their homes. The fires, which began on Saturday, are being fanned by strong winds and dry conditions. Reports say the dead have mainly been found on roads and